Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio today, as I mentioned, architect by day, stand-up comedian by night, or whenever it needs to be. It is Nizam Yousaf. Say hello, sir.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
Nizam. Fine, thank you. Thank you, Brad.
First time on radio, right?
Yeah, first time. My first time.
No nervous? Not nervous?
He's a little bit. Fine. He's been on television.
Come on, what is
radio?
And you've been quite pally with Harith Iskander as well, right? From what I understand.
Yes.
How's that working out for you?
It's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In the voting for funniest man in the world, who did you vote for? Harith Iskander or Jason?
Of course,
Leung?
Harith Iskander.
Of course.
Richard. What a question!
I just thought I'd ask. Anyway, ladies and gents, if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, we're giving away a pair of tickets to this weekend's show at the Crack House Comedy Club at TTDI. Answer this question for us.
Now, tell us: British comedians Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie had a television comedy sketch show together in 1987. Now, what was the title? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well. If you have any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Right then, Nizam. We had a brief chat outside the studio.
Okay.
And you told me about your kind of journey into comedy.
Yeah.
And you told me that you've got a set prepared
for
some time. You never knew when you were going to use it. How long have you been working on that set?
Okay. I'm used to be invited for being an MC for quite a few occasions.
Yeah.
So some of the set that I've got actually from when I've become the MC for the for the event.
Right.
But it's not a film. It's not it's just some kind of interlude between shows, right?
Yeah,
between performance. So I did keep all the materials, but I never know when will I use that lah.
Yeah.
So when I watch Comedy League, then I said, this is the place that I can actually use the set.
Right.
So
you kind of got that idea in your head. And then what did you do? How did you get that set onto Comedy League?
Yeah, okay. I did message Harith Iskander saying that, is there any possibilities for me to participate in Comedy League?
Mm. Right.
So he told me that I have to meet these two guys, Rizal Van Gazen and Faisal Mustafa, to do open mic so that I can actually polish my materials.
Yeah.
So I did.
How was it?
For the first month, I didn't get any response from both of them.
Rizal. Come on.
Typical Rizal.
Yeah. So I'm quite frustrated and I've messaged Harith Iskander back. So I told him that both of these guys are actually not responding to me.
Right.
So what can I do? So he did scold me. He said, hey, if you want to get this, if you want to achieve something, go for it.
Mm.
Don't let that thing come to you.
Mm.
It won't come to you.
You gotta work for it, right?
Yeah. Mm. And the best part is actually during that weekend, I have a football match. Okay, this I haven't told you yet. I have a football match, and my opponent, actually, one of them is actually a performer in Comedy. I noticed him. So he's actually Bota Al Hakim.
Mm.
So I did approach him. I said that, how can I be involved in Comedy? So he did give Faisal Mustafa handphone number. So then
you called him and scolded him.
So I've did a few open mic, about 7 and 8 times open mic.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm ready, Abang Faisal said that I'm ready to have my first show during, I still remember, on the 10th of December 2015 last year.
Right.
So I did my first show. It's a quite so-so performance. I thought that I'm funnier enough, but I'm not yet.
hold that thought. We'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll find out if you're still funny and if you got funnier. Yeah. That's what we need to do. Don't go anywhere, folks. If you want to take part in the giveaway, 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
So British comedians Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie had a television comedy sketch show together in 1987. What was the title? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserved to win as well.
We'll be back after these messages, of course, with Nizam, Adeline and myself. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is
Nizam.
Nizam, so just before the break, we were talking about how you got involved in Comedy Eerie. You'd been in touch with Harith Iskander eventually, and you'd been messaging via Facebook and one thing or another.
Yes.
And you'd accidentally bumped into somebody at a football match.
Yes.
And you managed to get onto the whole bill and everything, right?
Yes.
So how did you said you didn't feel as though you were too funny and you could do better, right?
Yeah.
How do you kind of assess your own comedy? And how do you know when you think you're funny and when you're not?
Okay, when I've got some material, some idea. So actually, open mic is actually my best place actually to test the material.
Right.
And before I test it, I have some. I asked my wife about how the set was. So her response is actually normally what I've been expected.
Right.
Yeah. Then when I try. Open mic, Crack House. So I did the same response. So my wife and also the Crack House comedy, actually Clubhouse, actually the best judge for all my materials.
Mm. Ah, so right. So from what I understand, when you went to do Comedy Eerie, you had to do two sets.
Yes,
and you'd only prepared for one set.
Yes,
not knowing that you had to do two.
Right. So you'd spent all this time, you know, for like when you've been doing your previous stuff, you've been writing down your little bits.
Yes,
and now you're sent this idea of you have to do a second set without any prep. How long did it take you to write that set for the second piece?
Okay, the time that I know that I need to have another. Actually, I've been told about 3 days before, but I didn't manage to do the second set because I keep concentrating on the first set.
Okay,
So when I've finished performing on the first set, so I've start to do the second set, which is actually about 8 p.m. on the Saturday before the recording on the next day.
Right.
So at least about less than 24 hours. Mm. So.
And you didn't have any time to test it on anybody either.
Yes.
Apart from
not
the
even
wife.
Your wife.
Yes, not even my wife.
Wow. Were you nervous going into the second set?
Yes.
Right.
So how did it go?
It went well. It's better than the first set. When you're being forced, right?
When
you're being forced,
that's when creativity comes out.
So sometimes the preparation is not a good thing then.
Yes.
So, I mean, did you see any differences between the kind of comedy you did in your first set and the kind of comedy you did in your second? Was there any kind of big differences?
It's a big difference, actually, because I've managed to cut down the setting up for each of the punchline.
Right.
So my punchline actually come like a bullet, actually. Because there is no need to have setting up the setting so much, right? So I think that's the kind of approach that I need to have in my future set.
Right.
So I did learn on that day that setting up too long is not too good for my set. So,
but I think the same goes to, like, you know, if you're going to go for an MC or you want to do a performance, it's not really good to, you know, pay attention at, well, you pay attention, but you don't force yourself to train too long.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, you've gone from, you know, being an architect and having a normal day to suddenly, you know, performing alongside the godfather of comedy. Now, we spoke to Mad Saba not too long ago, and he has a very kind of similar story. You know, this is something that he's always wanted to do, but has never really been presented with the opportunity to do it, you know, until recently. Now, how do you feel about, you know, Malaysian comedy in general now? Because for many, many years, there was Harith Iskander doing stand-up and one thing or another, and then recently, there's been this whole bloom of stand-up comedians all over Malaysia, right? How do you look at, you know, Malaysian comedy now? How do you see it? Has it changed since when you watched it when you were a kid?
I think it's changing actually right now because for stand-up comedy in Malay, it's still new.
Right, right.
It's still new. I think it's about just for the past 3 to 4 years. But Harith is doing it for, I think, about for 25 years, right?
Yeah.
But it's doing actually in English. But for Malay, it's actually, I think, about 2 or 3 years back. So I think it start when Astro producing something like a Komediri and also the Lawak Solo, and demands on this interest actually become more and more.
Has it?
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing because it's creating job to us also.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Job opportunity to us.
Yeah.
When they know that there is actually the first question that the audience asked me is actually, oh, there is a stand-up comedy in Malay, huh? I don't know about that. So,
but now that you see that, you know, comedy in Malay is growing.
Yeah.
And have you ever thought, like, you know, doing this full time, leaving your architect job?
Ooh.
Aside,
yeah. That's what you want to do, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think that is my first intention actually. When I become a comedian, I say that if this can actually generate more income from the architect's job, mm-hmm. scope of works, right? I think I'm going to be a full timer.
Right.
Well, that's what Dr. Jason did, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, he was a doctor when he gave up that. You know?
Yeah. So, a doctor.
Just to tell you, architect is actually being an architect is. Is so busy right now. Yeah, right now. And the competition is too...
fierce.
Too tough, right? So only the strong can actually survive. So.
So do you think then that you used stand-up comedy as a bit of a stress release? So you're very stressed at work. You know, you've got all this stuff going on.
Sort of.
And so at night, you can just kind of let go.
Yeah. Even I have a full set being an architect, how I actually regret being an architect.
Right.
If I'm not, I can become better in stand-up comedian, I will actually involve in stand-up comedian 10 years before.
Ah, but now the door's open, bro.
Yeah,
the door's open. You're already in there now.
Yeah, sure.
So what's happening with you right now? I mean, you got more TV shows coming up? You got more live shows coming up?
Yeah, for TV shows, I'm being involved with this Lawak Solo.
Great.
I'm being selected, I think, about 2,500 contestants.
You have written a piece. You have written this one, though, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to go in at the last minute and decide.
Oh, okay.
you've done it. Uh-huh. You've written a set already.
For the entire week? For the entire show?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So it's going to be same as what before. It's going to be last minute preparation.
I mean, that could be interesting, though. I mean, if you've spent all this time preparing your stuff and then you find out that your second show for Komediri was better, uh-huh. maybe that's how you should be doing it in future. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's the same actually doing for the Lawak Solo audition, actually.
Yeah.
When we are being, we have been given tasks. It's called immediate tasks, where they give you one title at 5 p.m. So you have to present the show the next morning. So the same happened to me. Actually, the first audition is actually better. The second audition is actually better than the first audition. The same.
Right.
So when you're being forced to have a great set, to have a set within a short limit of time, so that's the idea will come.
Great. Okay, right. We have to take a very short break, of course. Fascinating. Short break. We'll be back with Nizam just after these messages. A quick reminder, 016-201-9000 is a number to remember.
Yeah, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at Crack House Comedy Club in TDDI. Now, the question is, British comedians Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie had a television comedy sketch show together in 1987. What was the title? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserved to win as well.
It is Comedy Monday, of course. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. If you've just joined us and you've missed any part of the show, you can head over to the website at www.bfm.my and download the podcast. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
This is
Nizam.
He's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. If you're only just tuning in, you've missed a great part of the show already. We've been talking about what it's like to be doing Komediri and some other live stand-up stuff. In the meantime, we are giving away tickets for
the weekend show at the
Crack House Comedy Club at TTDI. If you want to win those tickets, answer this question for us.
So British comedians Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie had a television comedy sketch show together in 1987. Now, what was the title? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserved to win as well.
Okie dokie, as usual, we are going to move on to news from page 2. After that, there's going to be a bit of smarty pants, but it sounds like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
You go first, Rich.
Thank you very much. Right, I'm going to be talking about bucket lists, right? So a lot of people have these lists, you know, things like traveling to Tibet, jumping out of an aeroplane, bungee jumping, one thing or another. Do you have a bucket list?
I do.
What's on the list?
Northern Lights.
Oh, good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps Southern Lights as well. I don't mind. Bungee jumping, because I'm a little bit afraid of heights.
Right.
Bucket list, maybe, what else? Oh, travel around, travel to... Well, I don't know, actually.
That's a few already,
that's a few,
right?
That's a few, yeah.
Have you got any, Nizam? Anything that you want to do before you pass away?
I want to go to Disneyland.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to
Disneyland. And the best part is that I want to go to Disneyland, and only I'm actually at Disneyland, so I can play
just
without...
Just by yourself?
Yes. I don't have to queue to...
That's
to
a great idea.
So, but I need a lot of money to...
Yeah.
I want to travel to Seven Wonders.
Okay.
Seven Wonders of the World.
Okay. And you're saying that like really... The eyes are popping out of your head. It's really important.
Yes, very important.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to do was to travel to the Everest Base Camp. I wanted to do that. There's no way I can get up the mountain.
Are you sure you can?
There's no way I can get up the mountain, but Base Camp I could probably do. But
you need
anyway.
To be fit.
Yeah, I am fit.
No, you're not.
I am fit. I am.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I am. Okay. Anyway,
relax.
Moving swiftly along. speaking about fitness and bucket lists, it's a really unusual request. So there's this woman who lives in the US, in St. Louis. In St. Louis. And she has this very long list of which she's managed to tick most of the things off. The one thing that was on this list that she hadn't ticked was being arrested. She's 102 years old, right? She's done almost everything there is to do in life on her bucket list, but the one thing that she wanted to do was to be arrested. And you're thinking to yourself, what can this 102-year-old little old lady do to get arrested, right?
Well, I could just call the police and just tell the police, like, look, that's her bucket list. Can you just go and arrest her?
That's exactly
away?
What she did.
Oh, that's serious?
Yeah. She called them up, and she, you know, she is living in one of these old retirement homes, and she's like, look, this might sound really strange.
Wait, retirement home?
Retirement home, yeah. I'm living in a retirement home. However, I have something on this list. And I want to know if you can help me, you know, tick it off my list. Yes, ma'am, what is it? Can you please come and arrest me? So a whole bunch of policemen went down to the retirement home, handcuffed her, put her in the back of the car, drove around a little bit, and then returned her back to the retirement home and took off the handcuffs.
Oh, my God, that's nice.
But here's my question. Here's my question, right? Does that actually qualify as being arrested, right?
Yeah, so long you're handcuffed.
She has to do something bad.
Wrong.
Right, that's my question, yeah. Right?
Yeah,
so
true.
I don't know. I mean, you know, for I think it's a lovely, sweet idea.
Well, I think she just want to meet policemen.
I know, right?
All.
But when I
she
first read
in a car.
But when I first read this headline, I'm thinking this is one badass granny, you know, who's managed to get herself arrested on 102 years old.
Trust me, grannies can be badass.
Oh, I know. Have you met my mother?
Of course.
I hope she's not listening. Anyway, so that was my story, Adeline. What do you have?
So, well, have you seen bodybuilders before
of
in
course.
Malaysia and other countries as well, right? So this bodybuilder, he was inspired by Incredible Hulk and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
So because of that, he wanted to build his muscles and he wanted to look like Incredible Hulk. So I have a picture right here. He actually, his muscles from 12-inch, it began, he injected lethal oil substance for 5 years.
What substance?
Lethal oil.
Oh, some oils into it. He injected oil into his arm.
Yes. And became so big, it looks like, can you see this?
I don't know, we're
on radio, but yeah, I'm going to put some pictures out. He looks ugly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So, wait.
Just to look like that. Look at that.
Yeah, okay. So, folks, let's just describe these pictures, right? Very quickly. He kind of does look like the Incredible Hulk, if the Incredible Hulk would have been stung all over the body with bees.
Yeah, and you know what? People actually call him Hulk, Schwarzenegger, or He-Man.
Right.
And he likes it.
But wasn't there some guy not too long ago who'd been doing a very similar thing that got sick because of this?
And then the muscle was...
The muscle, like, rotten or something.
Yeah. He'd been warned by the doctors, right?
Yeah, he's been warned.
Warned by the doctors saying
he
that
said that I doubled my biceps to 60 centimeter, but I still want to be bigger.
Then go to the 60 gym.
60 centimeters. 60.
Wow.
Dude, it's 60, dude.
That's like double my waist.
Double my waist, you double, mean?
I think more than triple
actually,
your waist.
Actually, no, triple my waist.
Yeah, but you're measuring in inches. He's talking about centimetres.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, this is just ridiculous. Like, why would you...
No.
Anyway, as a... No, obviously, I know you can't...
Careful.
You can't.
I'm a model. Okay. I can't look like Hulk. I'm a hand model. That's all I am, a hand model.
So if you're single, for a single guy, would you ever date a guy like that?
Can we rephrase that and say, would you ever date a girl like that? Because it might be easier for us to answer.
Okay.
No.
No, obviously.
No. But all right, let me ask you that question, right? So this guy wanders into a restaurant that you're at, right?
His boobs are bigger than mine.
Okay, that answers the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on that time of night here on BFM 89.9, of course. We've got news from page 2 out of the way. But do you have a story to tell us today?
No.
No? Okay. Then what we'll do then is we'll test your brains on this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. That sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
So, Nizam, the idea behind this is you have 3 minutes to answer as many of the 30 questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip. They're multiple choice. So you've got a 50-50 chance of getting it right. All right?
Okay.
Your 3 minutes start now. Wrestler Dwayne Johnson, who appeared in the 2005 film Doom, is better known by which name, The Rock or Triple H?
The Rock.
In 1883, which Indonesian volcano erupted and was believed to be the largest single explosion in recorded human history? Was it Krakatoa or Sukarajamia?
Krakatoa.
Correct. Sago is extracted from which plant, cactus or palm?
Palm.
Cactus. How many seconds are there in an hour? 3,600 or 6,000?
3,600.
Singer Justin Bieber was unfortunately born in which country? US or Canada?
Canada.
Correct. What are the patterns called which are applied to the hands of Indonesian women using henna? Is it Mendi or Jagu?
Indian women.
So, what did I say?
You said Indonesian.
Indian women.
Jagu.
It's Mendi. Michelle LaVaughn Robinson married which future world leader in 1992? Barack Obama or Bill Clinton?
Barack Obama.
Mother Gothel, Vladimir, and Flynn Rider are all characters in which 2010 Disney film, The Little Mermaid or Tangled?
Tangled.
Singer David Bowie teamed up with a UK band Queen on which 1981 hit single? Was it Killer Queen or Under Pressure?
Under Pressure.
The San Siro football stadium is in which European city? Milan or Rome?
Milan.
What type of animal was Laika, who was the first living animal to orbit the Earth in Sputnik 2 launched by Russia? Was Laika a cat or a dog?
A dog.
Which cartoon character lives in a pineapple in Bikini Bottom? SpongeBob SquarePants or Arthur?
SpongeBob.
Which country has the internet domain .fi? Is it Finland or France?
Finland.
In cooking, what does OZ stand for? Is it ounce or pounds?
Pounds.
It's ounce. A podiatrist works on which part of the human body? Hands or feet?
Hand.
It's feet. Oh. In humans, Ritter disease affects which part of the body? Skin or teeth?
Skin.
Which modern-day country was previously known as Mesopotamia? Iraq or Iran?
Iran.
Which chemical element... It was Iraq, actually. Oh, which chemical element, Cu, is named after Cyprus? Copper or carbon?
Carbon.
It's copper. In broadcasting and music, what is amp short for? Amplifier or ampere?
Ampere.
Nearly. In the children's fairy tale, what was Cinderella's carriage before it was changed by the fairy godmother? Was it a pumpkin or a melon?
A pumpkin.
Which racing driver won the 1994 Formula One championship? David Coulthard or Michael Schumacher?
Michael Schumacher.
Which two numbers on a phone keypad have no letters? 1 and 0 or 1 and 2?
1 and 0.
In Britain, who is traditionally first to make a speech at the wedding? Is it the bride's father or the groom?
The bride's father.
Correct. Which laundry product was advertised with the slogan "Trust pink, forget stains"? Was it Vanish or Breeze?
Vanish.
I'll give you one final question. The Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia produces which illicit crop? Opium or cannabis?
Cannabis.
It's opium. Anyway, ladies and gents, we're going to take a very short break. Nizam did pretty well there. We'll find out in a few minutes. Hold on to your shorts. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
And my name is Nizam.
He is all the way here. He's not gone anywhere.
He's still here.
Yep. We've not scared him off. He did pretty well during the Smarty Pants. We're going to go through some of the questions to find out how well he did in a couple of minutes. Before we do that, quick reminder, 016-201-9000 is the number to remember to take part in our giveaway. The question is this.
British comedians Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie had a television comedy sketch show together in 1987. What was the title? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well. All right, let's go through some of the questions. Now, the first one, sago is extracted from which plant? It's cactus. What are the patterns called which are applied to the hands of Indian women using henna? It's mendi.
Not Indonesian women, just to be clear.
In cooking, what does OZ stand for? It's ounces.
OZ.
Not OC. In podiatrist works on which part of the human body is feet. In broadcasting and music, what is AMP short for? Is amplifier.
Mm-hmm. So let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nizam Yusuf scored 17 points.
Congratulations.
Oh.
How do you feel
about
highest,
that? The highest among all?
Highest is 27. Lowest is 1.
But of the comedians, you've scored pretty high.
Okay.
Yeah? Dr. Jason Leong did get
14? Well, the recent one was...
I think he got 18 or something.
18.
No, in fact, I think he got more than that.
Oh, 25.
25, right. See, Dr. Jason Leong came in all, I'm going to do this. And he got 14. And then he got really, you know, annoyed about it. So we gave him another chance.
Just a bit better than the doctor?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Anyway, so you were telling us that you've got stuff coming up on Astro soon?
Yes.
When is that?
It's supposed to be on air on 21st of October, 10 a.m. Channel 132 and 134.
Okay.
Astro. It's called Lawak Solo, where all the solo performer will actually battle each other.
Right.
To be champion for the season one Lawak Solo.
That's
brilliant.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. Looking forward to that. Now, we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was:
British comedians Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie had a television comedy sketch show together in 1987. Now, what was the title?
A bit of Fry and Laurie.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant TV show if you ever get the chance to watch it. Right, as usual, at the end of the show, we throw out some facts. Adeline, what do you have?
Did you know bagpipes weren't invented in Scotland? It was invented in ancient Persia.
Why couldn't they have kept them as well? Because they're the most annoying sound in the world.
Hey, I quite like it.
You like it?
I like it.
But how about the skirt?
The kilt, and
good question. Yeah, where did the kilt come from?
The kilt, they call it the kilt.
The kilt.
I like
and
it.
The little thing that hangs down, not that little thing, but the other little thing that hangs down. They call that the sporran.
Okay.
Sporran.
The sporran, and it's like a pocket, but there's not enough space to store anything in it apart from.
Okay, enough, Richard. Enough,
okay,
enough.
Right. Anyway, moving on. So my fact is, did you know that instead of saying hello when answering a telephone call,
hola,
they actually wanted to use the word ahoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really part of my jokes.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's part of my jokes.
What's your joke?
I have a set about telephone jokes. Actually, okay. Ahoy is actually Thomas Edison. No,
yeah, Alexander
Graham Bell.
Hello,
actually, Thomas Edison did the mistake, actually. During the conversation, Thomas Edison said, hello.
Uh-huh.
Answering Alexander Graham Bell saying, ahoy.
Ahoy.
So, starting that day, all conversations using hello because of that mistake. Because of that mistake. Yeah. Otherwise, our current conversation right now will start with ahoy. May I speak to Richard Bradbury, please?
It kind of sounds Filipino, though.
Yeah.
You know.
But I did the set. I'm using. The punchline is actually in English. You just said ahoy. So in Malay, they said ahoy. it's a song, actually. It's a M.K. Love song.
Right. Nizam, thank you very much.
Thanks
for joining
us.
Good luck for everything in the future.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to That Time of Night. Of course, we will be back tomorrow from Deepest Darkest Panda Atama. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
I'm
Nizam.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience in the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.